This is 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of episodes investigating the research on the campus of the University of Texas at El Paso to celebrate its 100th birthday. Today we're talking to Professor Tom Fullerton from the Department of Economics and Finance in the College of Business. What exactly do you do for research in the Department of Economics and Finance?
Well, we research a broad array of topics. Economics and finance, there's so much going on at present that we just have a wide range of topics under investigation at any single point in time. In my own case, I tend to focus on border issues, urban issues, and international issues. And, you know, right there, those three areas are fairly broad in themselves. But, see, there's always so many economic problems out there that, see, nobody gets bored if they're an economist.
So would it be true to say you'd be one of the world's expert on the Maquila concept?
No, not on the Maquila concept, but I have researched it and have looked at a lot of the interplay between the north side and the south side of the border as a consequence of maquiladora and other export-oriented activities that occur in northern Mexico. And, you know, one of the outcomes of the initial research I did in this area was to start looking at the transmission of international business cycles across borders. And that's an area where there's additional research going on. Right now, in collaboration with two graduate students, I'm looking at attempting to try to predict when business cycle downturns will occur in border metropolitan economies, not only in the U.S., but also in Mexico. And so there's just a plethora of topics out there that are being investigated at any single point in time.
So that when the United States economy sneezes, you know, Mexico catches cold. I mean, is that that's what we're talking about here?
Yes. That is, in fact, correct. As the Wall Street Journal quoted me a few years ago, it's the Michigan echo effect. You know, when the transportation sector in the United States, heads into the tank, within a 60-day period, you can be assured that unemployment is going to skyrocket in Ciudad Juarez and other northern Mexico cities that manufacture components for the auto industry. That's just one example. There's a lot of other examples. Of course, as we discovered in 1994 or 1995, when Mexico goes on a binge in terms of its currency, the tequila effect hangovers can travel north across the border as well. And, of course, we've observed that on a number of occasions here in El Paso. And so there's all sorts of interesting linkages that take place across the border.
Would you say from your experience that the free trade agreement with Canada and Mexico and the USA and the maquila that got sort of spawned from it, has this been overall positive?
Without a doubt. In fact, if you recall, back in the late 1990s and early 2000s, there were a lot of apparel sector manufacturing jobs being lost in El Paso. And people immediately seized upon that and said, aha, it's the fault of NAFTA. What they didn't want to recognize is that a lot of those jobs were also getting ready to exit Mexico. In fact, most apparel manufacturing jobs that were lost in this region, the whole region, went to Honduras, the Dominican Republic, and, to be politically incorrect, mainland China.
What do you see as the future for border twin cities like ours?
They are moving increasingly into healthcare products and consumer electronic products. Aerospace engineering is skyrocketing in Mexico.
That's good. It's good for Ciudad Juarez. It's good for El Paso. And it's good to have Tom Fullerton on the faculty of the Department of Economics and Finance at the University of Texas at El Paso to explain it all to us. This is 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of research on our campus for the 100th birthday. And my name is Keith Pannell. ¶¶